In the next 45 minutes, we're going to demonstrate how to use gospel tracts and encourage you to use them on a regular basis. We'll do this through relating personal stories, giving specific instructions, and sharing ideas for unique ways to distribute tracts. As we have first got started into giving out gospel tracts, and as you have or will, as you give out these gospel tracts as well, you're going to find that it's scary, intimidating. You'll be apprehensive and nervous. And Mark Cahill speaks a bit about this fear. He's got some good words. You'll want to check out Mark Cahill's website at markcahill.org. Mark Cahill says about fear, "When we share our faith, it is a win-win situation. If people accept what we say, we win. If we plant the seed of God's word, we win. And even if we are rejected, we win. The Bible says that when that happens, the Spirit of glory of God rests upon us, as shown in 1 Peter 4, verse 14. When we contend for the truth and are rejected, we are to rejoice and leap for joy. For great is our reward in heaven, as described in Luke 6, verses 22 and 23. It is a winning situation every single time that we share our faith." Now, that fear is reality, and those are some great words from Mark Cahill. But, Alan, I'd like you to share, as you first started out giving gospel tracts, what was your experience? What were some of the things you felt?
When I would first go out, I would walk around the parking lot at the shopping center next to us, and I would walk and walk and walk and look for the right person. And the more I walked, the more fear I would have. I would become more and more fearful, thinking all these thoughts of what people might do, how they might react to it. And I found when I would just go ahead and give a track out, it was not that big a deal. It was easy.
All right. Kristen, do you have a story from when you first began giving out tracks?
Yes. At first, it's just very nerve-wracking because I think you're so more focused on yourself. What will people think of me? Do they think I'm a weirdo because I'm handing out religious literature or something? But one time, when we first started handing out tracts, a bunch of us were going down the street, and we had two girls and two guys, and we girls were just handing out the tracts and really... not really wondering or seeing much fruit of the tracts, handing them out. And at the end of the day, we got together with our group and found out that two guys had handed out a tract, and oh yeah, someone had already received the tract. And it was a bus driver, and he was just about ready to go on shift, but he was struggling with wanting to take a drink. And he said, yeah, two girls gave us this tract. And in that same day, we found, kind of the result of handing out the tract. So it was pretty cool.
That is very cool. When I first started handing out tracts, a lot of times what I'd do is leave them anonymously. I'd go to a restaurant, leave it with a tip, maybe leave it in a public restroom or something like that when nobody was looking. And as I got a little more bold, I'd go up like to Taco Bell, and as I was driving off, would basically kind of almost throw a track through the window there and cruise off. But over time, I became a little more bold and would actually go face to face and put one in somebody's hand. And with the increased boldness over time, I was able to give a track and then actually move into a conversation about Jesus when those opportunities arose. I appreciate you sharing these stories about, giving those tracts out and some of the fear that you had shared. We have found that there are some specific things that we can do to increase the likelihood of people taking tracts. And there were three of us that were passing out tracts at an arts festival in Fort Worth recently. In 3 hours, the three of us passed out 3,000 tracts. And so it's amazing how quickly you can go through them. This particular situation, there was a flow of people. I mean, it was awesome. It's like, you know, for distributing tracks, it was like a dream. And what I found to be especially helpful is to put the track right in front of somebody, not rudely at all, but right there, so it's right in front of them, and say, how are you doing today? Hey, you got a great smile. You having fun today? And just kind of giving their attention, just giving them a little bit of encouragement or just a hello. And people would take them. And if there was any hint of somebody flinching or you could tell they didn't want it, I mean, I'd take it away right away because I didn't want them to feel any kind of pressure. So those are some things that I found, you know, just as your people are walking by you, just greeting them, saying hello, it really makes a difference in the number of people that take the tracks. And Alan, I know that you've got something too that you do that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. I found that when you're coming up to someone, don't ask them, would you like one of these? Because there's a good chance they'll say no. Always say to them, did you get one of these? It kind of gets them curious, like, what is this? I'm missing out on something if I don't take this. So I found that always ask the question, did you get one of these? And I've went against my own rules one time when I was at a dealer's. I was buying a gift certificate for my wife, and I had bought a large gift certificate, so I thought this lady would, you know, want anything that I was going to, you know, give to her. When I said, would you like one of these to read at lunch? Right away, she said no. I went out the mall right after that. Did you get one of these? Everyone would take one. So always say, did you get one of these?
So yeah, because if you want one, then they're making a decision and they probably won't.
Exactly.
And if they haven't gotten one, they're going to say, no, I haven't. And the default tends to be that they take one, doesn't
yes.
it? Yeah, that's what I found as well. Yeah, so there's real fear as you begin doing this. And even with, you know, we've given out hundreds, even thousands of tracks, and there's still that fear. There's a fear of rejection. There's just a lot of fear that really is just coming within or even coming from the enemy, because we know fear is not of God. And there's some ways to increase that likelihood, like Alan shared. Did you get one of these? You know, because most people don't want something that they don't know what it is. Now, there's